This is Sunday Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums, and with me in the Ozarks at Large studios, Chaim Goodman Strauss.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Chaim. You're a math professor at the University of Arkansas.
I hear that.
You know that. And you join me just about every Sunday morning. Learned a new word. And not only did I learn a new word from you last week, I learned a new way to make that word cooler.
Oh,
the word was modulo.
Yeah. Right.
And then, but I understand that in the hip math circles, you just say mod.
Right.
And basically,
unless you want to look like a square or something,
and
right.
You don't want to do that.
If you want to look mod, then.
and modulo, if I were to say, give me, let's see if I remember how to do this right, 4 mod 21.
No, that's just 4, because see, we would cast out the 20. So, no, you mean maybe 21 mod 4.
21 mod 4.
So we throw away the 4s.
Which are 4, 8, 6, 12, 16, and 20.
So we
leaving
just left
1.
With 1, that's
okay.
Right.
Okay. Now, you said this will. And then you talked about casting out 9.
That's right. So this is an old trick for figuring out if you've added up a big table of numbers correctly. Nowadays, of course, you wouldn't just use your calculator or Excel or something. But, you know, when people did it by hand, there was plenty of opportunity to make a mistake. And so the trick is that you add up all the digits first, and then you get this little check number. And then you add up all the digits of your answer, and those two things should match. So we said last week we had 111
mm-hmm.
plus 12. Of course, there we're not going to make a mistake, but 111, the digits add up to 3, and 12, the digits add up to 3.
111, and then 1 and 2.
So that's a total of 6. That's our check number.
Mm-hmm.
Now then, our alleged answer is 124. And 124, the digits add up to 7.
Which means we've got a problem.
So we've got a problem, right.
The correct sum actually is, of course, 123, which also adds up to 6.
Oh, yeah. I guess you're right.
So that's how you could check.
Right. Okay. So the question is, why does this work? And it's really comes down to just doing everything mod 9. If we throw away 9. See, what's 10 mod 9?
1.
It's 1. So 1 is the same as 10. So if 111 mod 9, see, 111 is 100,
mm-hmm.
a 10,
mm-hmm.
and a 1.
Mm-hmm.
But see, mod 9, that's the same as a 1, a 1, and a 1. It's the same as its sum of its digits. So really, when we add up the sum of the digits of something, we're actually just working mod 9. We're throwing away things. We're throwing away 9s. So let's see, like a 1,243 mod 9. I'll tell you what it is right off the bat.
Okay.
So 1,243, that's 1,000, 200s, 4 10s, and 3 ones.
Right.
Well, really, that's the same as the same thing as if, well, 1,000 is just a bunch of tens.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, 1,000 is 10 times 10 times 10.
Right.
Mod 9, it's the same as 1 times 1 times 1. So we get 1. Similarly, the 200 mod 9 is just 2. 40 mod 9 is just 4. And 3 mod 9 is 3. So I add all those up, and that's, what is that? That's 10.
10.
And then mod 9 again, that's just 1. So 1,243 mod 9 is just plain old 1.
Just plain old 1.
Yeah. So
in other words, 1,242 is divisible by 9.
Yeah, actually. Oh, yeah, and that's right. So that leads us to this another well-known trick for testing the divisibility of 9 is you add up all the digits,
mm-hmm.
and you keep adding and adding and adding until you get just – if you get 9 at some point, just as, then you know that –
it's divisible by 9.
So 1,242, that's 1, 2, 4, 2, and so that adds up to 9, right?
1 plus 2 is 3, plus 4 is 7, plus 2 is 9.
Right. So that's why, you know, even though last week I said that number theory was viewed for centuries as useless, I didn't mean that at all, really. It was viewed as the most pure and beautiful form of branch of mathematics for a long time, simply because of this kind of thing. It doesn't matter if it's useful. Here's another little trick.
Okay.
Now, this is on the way to talking about encryption, so I thought I'd just...
How we keep ourselves from getting ripped off when we order something on the internet.
That's right. And amazingly, it uses number theory really deeply and beautifully. And this is all brand new, just in the last 30 years, which for mathematics is nothing. Okay, so pick any two primes you like.
Any two prime numbers?
Any two prime numbers.
I'm going to pick... I'm going to go low, because I do better with low... Okay.
No, that's good, because we...
Three is a
prime... We're on the radio,
yes.
So...
3 is a prime number, and 5 is a prime
number. Okay. Now, if you were actually, you know, doing this for... you know, computer encryption, you'd pick two enormous prime numbers,
right.
Like 200-digit prime numbers,
right.
Which sound hard to find, but actually it's pretty easy. Not easy, but computers can do it.
Yeah.
Not too hard. Okay, so 3 and 5. This pair of prime numbers, 3 and 5, we're going to come up with a magic number.
Okay.
And it's actually pretty easy to find it. It's just 2 times 4. That is 1 less than 3 and 1 less than 5. So that's 8.
2 times 4 it equals 8.
Right.
So 8 is our magic number?
It's our magic number for 3 and 5. The other part of it is that 3 times 5 is 15. And then we're going to work mod 15.
Okay.
Okay? Now then, pick any number you like. Oh, how about a 1958?
1958, okay.
Before your very eyes, raise that to the 8th power and tell you what it is mod 15.
And by going to the 8th power, you mean 1958 times 1958 times et al.
Yeah.
Okay. And now, you're going to what now?
I'm going to do that multiplication in my head. Right here on the radio in front of everybody. They can all see that I'm not I have anything on
no
my
calculators
sleeves.
Here.
And I'm going to tell you what that is mod 15.
And again, mod 15 meaning you're taking
away
all
the
15s and seeing what's left over.
It's 1.
It's 1.
It's always 1. So this works for any pair of prime numbers. You do the same thing. So if I take any number, as long as it's not a multiple of 3 or 5, that's the one little catch.
Okay.
And I raise it to the 8th power and I throw away all the 15s, I'll get 1. What I want everybody to do is to answer the following question. Why is it true that if you take any odd number that's not a multiple of 5, because that's no good, and you raise it to the 4th power, the last digit's 1?
So any odd number, not divisible by 5, so throw out 25, throw out 35.
Yeah.
But say it's 37.
37.
37 to the 4th power.
The last digit's 1.
43 to the 4th power.
Last digit's 1.
2,500.
Last digit's 1. If it's going to be odd and not a multiple of 5, right.
And you want to know why.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you know why.
Well,
but
I guess it's just really just thinking through what we just talked about.
Okay. If people have comments, they can email us.
Oh, yeah. We have a email address, mathfactor@uarc.edu, and we'd love to hear from you. We'll send you some math fun.
Hi, I'm Goodman Strauss, is a math professor at the University of Arkansas.